East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Student Financial Aid Scheme NSFAS says it's received a record number of applications for funding for the 2026 academic year. More than 66% of the almost 900,000 submissions are from women. NSFAS Administrator Mogwena Maluleke briefed the media this morning on preparations for the new academic year. He says the figures show that women's participation in higher education remains strong. Maluleke has added that more than half of the applications came from SASA beneficiaries. He says around 600,000 applications have already been approved. More than 200,000 are still under review.
With 218,43 applications currently incomplete due to outstanding documents, about 16,862 applications have been cancelled and 49,538 have been rejected.
NSFAS allowance payments are set to begin in early February. Now, with eight more sleeps until schools reopen, an educational psychologist has encouraged parents to consider resetting their children's bedtime routines. Nicola Burr says moving children's bedtime earlier by 15 to 30 minutes each night for at least a week or two can help ease the transition ahead of the start of the new school year. She says most households have allowed children to stay up later over the holidays. Burr says children need more sleep than many people realize. She says preschoolers need up to 13 hours a night, while teens should have up to 10 hours of shut-eye. Burr warns that sleep deprivation can affect learning.
A lack of sleep can impact your learning. It can impact your ability to remember what you've been taught. It can decrease your overall performance. It can also have behavioral issues and consequences, such as an increase in irritability, agitation, and mood instability, which I think all parents recognize as well when they've got a lack of sleep.
Burr says chronic sleep deprivation may have long-term health consequences.
There are multiple health risks involved in having consistently too little sleep at night, such as a decrease in your overall immune system. So children often get sick frequently and they can develop emotional issues such as anxiety and depression as a result of a chronic lack of sleep.
More than 300 undocumented migrants have been removed at the Maseru and Ficksburg border posts linking the Free State and Lesotho. The Border Management Authority says officials have also detained at least 100 people for trying to cross back into the country unlawfully. The BMA's Thabo Nkoma has been speaking to the SABC.
The departure phase at Maseru Bridge, we managed to process just over 222,000 travellers from the 10th of December up to the 31st of December. Compared to Ficksburg, it is just over 221,000 travellers. The return phase, which commenced on the 1st of Jan to date, on Maseru Bridge, we've already processed 47,000 travellers into both directions, to Lesotho and into RSA. For Ficksburg, it's just over 42,000 travellers.
And one person has died in a gas explosion at a block of flats in the western Russian city of Tver. Local authorities had earlier pinned the blame on falling debris from a Ukrainian drone attack. They've since confirmed it was a household gas explosion. The blast follows a similar incident last month when drone debris sparked a fire in a residential building in the city, injuring seven people. A look at our lead story. Financial aid scheme NSFAS says it's received a record number of applications from students for the 2026 academic year. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.